perspective will consider the provocative question, are you going to Pride? Interesting viewpoints on the pros and cons of these annual events. That's next Monday at 6:30, right here on KGNU Denver Boulder 88.5, or anytime at kgnu.org/outsources.
And it's a half minute past 7 o'clock. You're listening to KGNU Boulder, Denver, 88.5 FM, 1390 AM, 93.7 FM in Nederland. Live online everywhere at kgnu.org. 7 o'clock on a Monday evening. That means it's time for the Opera Box. Good evening and welcome, everyone, to KGNU's Opera Box. I'm your host, Ron Nadel. Tonight, my playlist features youthful opera. Not young operas, but operas for or about young people, such as the famous duet from Humperdinck's Hansel and Gretel. Music of Copland and Mozart. Join me for tonight's Operatic Youth. Hansel and Gretel, lost in the woods and made sleepy by the Sandman, say their evening prayers before going to sleep. From Act Two of Hansel and Gretel by 19th century composer Engelbert Humperdinck. And that recording we heard Anna Moffo as Hansel and Helen Donath as Gretel. Kurt Eichhorn conducted the Bavarian Radio Orchestra. It's 4 minutes after 7 o'clock, and you're listening to the Opera Box on KGNU, and I'm your host, Ron Nadel, with a youth-filled operatic playlist. Now, really, aside from fairy tales, there are very few operas concerning young people. Fairy tales, like what we just heard, exaggerate the world of childhood, while more modern stories realistically examine the experiences of youth with updated moral or social content, and Aaron Copland provided both. He composed his first opera, The Second Hurricane, in the mid-1930s. The world was headed for war, and here at home we had social issues that got pushed into the background by the war, but which would re-emerge after the war, such as racism, isolationism, and divisiveness. Well, the Henry Steele Settlement, an organization providing health and social services to the disadvantaged and abused, approached Copland to write an opera for young people. So he composed with young performers in mind, and this opera is usually performed by high school students. The opera premiered at the Henry Steele Settlement's theater, performed
The National Weather Service in Denver has issued a severe thunderstorm warning for northwestern Adams County in northeastern Colorado, northeastern Denver County in northeastern Colorado, until 7:30 p.m. At 6:53 p.m. Mountain Daylight Time, a severe thunderstorm was located over Lac Bui, or 22 miles northeast of Denver, moving south at 20 miles an hour. Hazard, ping pong ball size hail and 60 miles an hour wind gusts. Source, radar indicated. Impact, people and animals outdoors will be injured. Expect hail damage to roofs, siding, windows, and vehicles. Expect wind damage to roofs, siding, and trees. Locations impacted include northeastern Commerce City, Brighton, Denver International Airport, DIA Terminal and Concourses, and Bar Lake. Precautionary, preparedness actions. Prepare immediately for large hail and deadly cloud-to-ground lightning. Seek shelter inside a well-built structure. Stay away from windows. Intense thunderstorm lines can produce brief tornadoes and widespread significant wind damage. Although a tornado is not immediately likely, it is best to move to an interior room on the lowest floor of a building. The storm may cause serious injury and significant property damage. Torrential rainfall is occurring with this storm and may lead to flash flooding. Do not drive your vehicle through flooded roadways.
Can't make a fire. They haven't a match for a fire. All they have is a rubber boat. They can't blow up.
They know the flood is rising. They're hoping for a plane. One passed in the distance without seeing them.
They can't make a fire to show where they are. Their only hope is a single flashlight.
Or the October morning, if they can last that long.
They know it well enough. They know there's nothing they can do.
Thank you. Safe here together, Butch, Fat, and Jip, Gwen, and Queenie, and Jeff, and me. Safe for a little while in the rising flood.
Let's pretend we saved our radio. Laurie could have fixed it. We all would have helped. We'd be sending out calls. We'd be hearing from the rescue plane.
Thank you.
That was Queenie's song from the second hurricane. Six students who traveled to help victims of a hurricane become trapped themselves by a second hurricane. Their parents stricken with fear while the lost students learn to cooperate and are later rescued. We also heard Jeff's song. We heard the sextet and the parents from Act Two of The Second Hurricane by Aaron Copland. Leonard Bernstein conducted the New York Philharmonic and the soloists and chorus of the New York High School of Music and the Arts. Be sure to stay with me for a Classic Monday. I've got a playlist of music evoking and inspired by summer. That'll be tonight at 8 o'clock. Meanwhile, we're going to continue with my playlist of operas for and about young people. Copland composed his second opera, The Tender Land, about young people and American social themes, in 1954. He was inspired by James Agee's 1941 book, Let Us Now Praise Great Men. It's about the lives of impoverished sharecroppers. Now, the story of the opera is about the coming of age of a girl, Lori, on a Midwestern farm. The libretto was written under a pseudonym by the blacklisted author Eric Johns. Copland composed it for NBC's Television Opera Workshop series, but the TV producers rejected it. So the New York City Opera premiered it in 1954, and it's often performed by college groups, and it was performed here at CU Boulder earlier this year. If you ever see it, you can tell that the setup and the staging is made for television. We're going to hear excerpts from all three acts to give you a sense of the story arc. Lori lives on her grandfather's farm with her mother and her younger sister, Beth. She's about to graduate high school, and there'll be a party that evening. In Act One, her mother learns that a young girl in the next county, Jesse Kane, was molested by two young men, strangers. Lori's grandfather is approached by two young strangers looking for work, but he likes them and he hires them to help him with the coming harvest, and he invites them to come to Lori's graduation party. So we're going to hear the quintet from the end of Act One, where Lori and her mother and her grandpa and the two young men sing about the satisfaction of working together and the promise of renewal of the season's cycles. Then during Act Two, the graduation party, Lori becomes attracted to Martin, one of the strangers. He's very nice and he's traveled around the country. To her, he seems worldly. She feels suffocated by her life on the small farm town. Well, they're both young and they quickly fall in love and kiss. He'll be leaving the next day, and they decide to run away together, but they're discovered kissing by Grandpa, who immediately thinks the worst. He accuses the young men of being Jesse Kane's molesters, and his anger is directed at Lori, too. But then they learn that those men were caught and confessed earlier in the day. In Act Three, Lori wakes just before dawn to run away with Martin and his friend, Top. She discovers they have already gone. Martin represented freedom to Lori, but to him, she represented being tied down. But she decides to go off after them anyway. Highlights from The Tender Land by Aaron Copland.
I'm ready to learn, I'm ready to learn. the dirty bombs.
Wait, Grandpa, wait.
Strangers, I should have known. You can't trust strangers. Bombs, dogs.
Glory, glory, hear the men. Glory, Jesse Kane.
What's that?
No, it isn't true.
Jesse Kane, why didn't you warn me? No good bombs, dirty strangers. Or if you are right, how could you hurt your grandpa?
We weren't doing nothing wrong. Who is this Jesse Kane?
Dirty strangers, dirty bums. How to wash your hands off my lorry.
We know about Jesse Kane. We know about the Quaker. You drifters just stir up a peaceful folk. But mother, I love him.
Now what have we done? Do you call a kiss a crime? Let's drown, let's drown. Whatever thing there is to blame will hang on us.
No use, too late. Here's Mr. Splinters with the sheriff now. No,
no. I hurried right back.
Where's the sheriff? Where's?
Sheriff said, those men were caught in the next county this afternoon. They've confessed to harming both those girls.
No.
We was just overexcited. Dangerous thing imagination can be.
They're guilty all the same. I won't wear them on my place. Lori, get inside. To the first guy that comes along. How could you do it, Lori?
No one can stop the way I feel. No one can ever tell me I can't love. And Grandpa, listen, listen. I love. Back to the party.
There'll be no more party. We're all disgraced.
Please, Grandpa, believe in me. It's not wrong what I've done. Please try to understand. I'm not a child anymore. I'm grown up.
If this ever happens again, I'll curse the day you were born.
He didn't mean it, Lori. What have you said? For him.
day this is?
I must leave now.
You scare me, Laurie.
Highlights from The Tender Land, a three-act opera by Aaron Copland. We heard Elizabeth Comeau as Laurie, Janet Hardy as Ma, Leroy Lair as Grandpa, Dan Dresden as Martin and James Bone as Top. Maria Jett was Beth. Philip Brunel conducted the Plymouth Music Series Orchestra. Well, it's about 15 minutes before 8 o'clock. You're listening to The Opera Box on KGNU. I'm your host, Ron Nadel, with highlights of Youth in Opera. And this last example is a little bit different. It really isn't about young people per se, and it wasn't composed for young people. But this particular example was composed by a young person, and it's performed here by young people who are singing as if they're grown-ups. Well, I'm talking about Mozart's early opera, Bastien und Bastienne. Mozart composed this one-act opera when he was just 12 years old himself, and it already shows his genius for characterization in music, as you're going to hear. It's a simple story about two lovers who are worried that the other one has found someone else. Now, in the excerpts we're going to hear, Bastienne's aria is where she expresses her fear that Bastien has lost interest in her. So she consults the town soothsayer. He tells Bastien that Bastienne has a new lover to make him jealous. We'll hear Bastien in his aria say he doesn't believe it at first, but then he becomes worried, and so he asks the soothsayer to use his magic powers to make Bastienne love him again. And so we're going to hear the soothsayer's dramatic short aria, Diggy Daggy. It comprises nonsense rhymes and Latin syllables to make a magic spell. Well, things get out of hand. Bastien and Bastienne try harder and harder to outdo each other, make each other jealous. And ultimately, they forgive each other at the end. And the soothsayer takes credit in the final trio. Now, in the recording that we're going to hear, all the parts are sung by Vienna Choir boys. And it's great fun to hear the soothsayer, for example. It's a boy deepening his voice so he sounds like an older man. Just think about the movie Bugsy Malone, where all of the mobsters were played by child actors. And so it's an interesting take on Mozart's child opera, in other words, composed when he was a child, sung by boys from the Vienna Choir Boys. Highlights from Bastien and Bastienne.
Und diese Not bringt mir. flieht mich, der Treulose. Um eines hübschen Gesichtes willen kehrt er mir den Rücken. O meine arme Liebe!
Wiederzugewinnen?
Einen Augenblick. Ich will einmal mein Zauberbuch befragen. In Acht als bisher.
Thank you.
The Happy Ending Trio from Bastien und Bastien, the opera composed by a 12-year-old Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart. We heard the concluding trio. Before that, we heard the magic spell, Diggy Daggy. We heard Bastien's disbelief. And before that, we heard Bastien's concern that Bastien doesn't love her anymore. Those were soloists of the Vienna Choir Boys. Uwe Harrer conducted the Vienna Symphony and Vienna Choir Boys. Well, I hope you enjoyed that different take on youth opera. I think it's that opera, written by a 12-year-old, is usually performed by adults. The music is very mature, as you heard in that dramatic magic spell aria. But I sort of like when it's sung by the young boys. It sort of makes you remember it was written by a young boy. Anyway, this is your host, Ron Nadell. Stay tuned for a Classic Monday. I'll have more music to celebrate the summer. I'll see you right after this.
Tune in Tuesday when Hemispheres checks in on some of the world's oldest rainforests. Samuel has dedicated his life to protecting the Congo region basin from land grabbing and deforestation. Maxine works with indigenous peoples to protect the rainforests they rely on in Papua New Guinea. Tune in from 6 to 7 to hear about sustainable livelihoods, controlling poaching, and habitat wildlife protection. That's Hemispheres, 6 to 7 p.m. Tuesdays on KGNU.
It's 8 o'clock, and you're listening to KGNU Boulder, Denver, 88.5 FM, 1390 AM, and we're live online at kgnu.org. It's time for a Classic Monday. Welcome to KGNU's Classic Monday. I'm your host, Ron Nadell, still your host. Well, June means summer. Summer means warm days, balmy nights, and thunderstorms. So tonight my playlist is classical music that's all about summer, like Gershwin's aria, Summertime. Evocative music of summer around the world by Prokofiev, Webern, Bridge, Bax, Zouk, Delius, and others. Kick back with the windows open and the fan on. Join me for tonight's Summertime. Clara tries to sing her baby to sleep on a hot summer night in Catfish Row. Summertime, a classic aria from that classic opera, Porgy and Bess by George Gershwin. We heard Harlan Blackwell as Clara. Simon Rattle conducted the London Philharmonic. And we're just coming up on 5 minutes after 8 o'clock. This is a Classic Monday on KGNU. I'm your host, Ron Nadell, with a playlist of classical music evoking or inspired by the sensations of summer. Feel free to follow me on Twitter at Nadell_classical. That's